Ted Kennedy, over 2 million workers have lost their jobs in this recession. Unless we get serious, those jobs will never be regained. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, to revive the economy and bring unemployment down, we need to do more than just ride out the recession. We can't continue down the dead-end, low-wage, low-skills road we're on right now. We need a comprehensive strategy to upgrade the skills of our workforce. Japan and other nations are a lap ahead, and the gap keeps growing. They're creating modern, high-wage, high-skilled jobs, and they're doing it by giving students and workers higher quality education and job training than we are. That means making college more accessible and affordable. It means transitional job training for the three-quarters of high school students who enter the workforce directly without going through college. It means better on-the-job training for workers. It's time to shape up, Al, before this current national decline becomes irreversible.
Ted, you are the chairman of the Senate committee that oversees education. You've been in Congress 30 years. You Democrats run the place. Why haven't you done a thing about this problem? Almost half of all high school students graduate without the skills to get a job. 95% of on-the-job training is performed by 5% of America's companies. Business spends $450 billion a year on equipment and $30 billion is spent on training. Our record is disgraceful. One reason for this travesty is that government offers over 60 different job training programs through seven different federal agencies. One hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. George Bush wants to change all that. His plan would streamline this maze by helping students, vocational schools, and private industry. Ted, maybe old Rip Van Kennedy ought to wake up. When the voters catch up to you, pal, you'll need some new job training yourself. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.